Well, Lucas, it's time to get our weekend on, and there is so much to do. We've got spring break, we've got St. Patrick's, and on the cover this week, you've got scenic views right here in southern New Mexico.
Yeah, so talk about going green. One of the things that we have is Valles Caldera. If you've never been up there, it is one of the most just serene, awesome places in the state. It's a crater of a dormant volcano that exploded, and so this is in the crater, and it's been filled with all these grasses and trees, and it's open for people to go out there and hike and bike and ride the horses and just kind of explore this area, which is I've actually driven by there, and I'm always awestruck by just how vast this crater is. And it's just kind of out of a movie scene, and it's just one of these little known areas in New Mexico that it just makes our state the land of enchantment, frankly.
Whereabout is it? You know what? Prior to picking up the pulse, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so it's in northern New Mexico,
Okay.
so it's quite a drive from Las Cruces. And it's about 15 minutes from Los Alamos, actually. So it's kind of up in the mountains, and it's just like away from everything. If you just need to get away, Valles Caldera is definitely a place to go to. So it's not going to have a whole bunch of tourists like the Grand Canyon. It's not going to have roads that you can go drive along. This is a place that's really is going to make you
Serene.
feel like you're, yeah, it's a serene, it's vast. It's going to make you feel like, you're on a 1950s movie set.
Okay, that's cool.
It's just really neat. So that's kind of like one of the little nuggets that New Mexico has that just makes the state so great.
Let's talk about the Las Cruces Arts Fair. It's come back, and from what I understand, bigger and better than ever.
It is, yes. It's 3 days. It kicks off Friday, goes through Sunday. It's at the Las Cruces Convention Center, and they have a bunch of talented artists that are coming in and showing their wares. So this would be fun if you want to go and browse and just see what Las Cruces artists have to offer. And there's so much. I mean, so many different disciplines that artists here locally will do. I mean, you can see metalwork, you can see paintings, you can see watercolors, you can see just a whole bunch of different styles of art. Nancy Frost Begin is the featured artist, and she's a multimedia artist, which means she dabbles in multiple types of mediums. And she just has such neat artwork, and it's so varied. So that's definitely something that you want to go see if you're into the arts.
And tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. I've got my green ready to go. Where should I go?
Yes, so I almost said Bennigan's here, but it's Dublin's.
It's Dublin.
That's
So,
how long
yeah,
I've been in Las Cruces.
I remember the Bennigan
You remember
shenanigans.
Bennigan's,
Yes,
right?
yes.
Yes, so now it's Dublin's. It's been Dublin's for quite some time, and they are celebrating their 10th anniversary, St. Patty's Day Bash. So that's definitely one of the places to go to. There's a couple of the other bars that are doing some St. Patty's themed events. Dublin's is a good place to go. Another place to go is Verdi's, which is a new restaurant that just opened up at Red Hawk Golf Club. And so
I
they're opening
saw
up this
that.
weekend. Yeah, and so they have a special St. Patrick's Day party. And of course, their name, Verdi's, that's green as well. So definitely one of those two places are going to be the place to be if you want to get into the St. Patrick's Day spirit. But there's lots of other places in Las Cruces that are celebrating it and welcoming the residents.
Okay, Aggie Pride is all around. Where can people go out and about to celebrate?
Yes, so the Aggies will play. It starts at 8 p.m. on Friday. They play Clemson in the first round of the NCAA tournament. That's going to be on True TV. Just about every sports bar here is going to have it. You know, it's going to be on the big screen, so there's going to be, you know, lots of people wearing crimson any place you go. You know, the game is an excellent place to go and watch it. You know, any of the wing places up on Telshore are going to be showing it. You can, you know, stay at home with friends if you want to and celebrate it. So most people have True TV if you have cable. Yeah, and so that will be fun, and a lot of people are predicting that the Aggies are going to upset Clemson, so they might get their first NCAA tournament win in quite a long time, which would be fun. And if they win, then they'll play again on Sunday, so this could be a really fun weekend for Aggie fans.
Lucas, thank you very much.
Edmundo, thank you.